This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 9th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim gunmen killed at least 7 Christians in Egypt's Minya province last week following a baptism, reports Reuters. In the attack, 18 people were also injured, including children, according to the Coptic Church's spokesman. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, the most serious on the Coptic minority in over a year. In God's providence, Christian Pakistani woman Asiya Bibi was released from prison on Wednesday after being acquitted of false blasphemy charges last week by Pakistan's Supreme Court. Officials said Bibi is now in a secure location, but is free to leave the country. The government of Kenya Africa is investigating the abortion business called Marie Stopes International for allegedly advertising abortion on demand through African radio stations, reports LifeSite News. The case is ongoing despite Kenya's Film Classification Board officially banning all abortion advertisements. The investigation follows a Citizens Go Africa petition signed by over 5,000 people, calling on Kenya to stop the Marie Stopes location there from its cunningly crafted and suggestive adverts to draw in young people for abortions. Psalm 10:7-8 describes the wicked. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. Evangelical Christians in Mexico are concerned about pro-homosexual transgender policies put forward by Morena, the party of the newly elected president of Mexico, Andre Obrador, reports Evangelical Focus. The proposed changes to the penal code would include jail time for anyone who, quote, carries out anti-gay therapies, end quote, for minors. Evangelicals are calling for prayer over this attack on their religious freedom. In September, 10,000 Christians met in 108 prayer events across 29 states of Mexico. Last week, President Donald Trump issued a proclamation encouraging adoption and recognizing this month as National Adoption Month. Trump stated, quote, "Adoption affirms the inherent value of human life and signals that every child, born or unborn, is wanted and loved," end quote. The Department of Health and Human Services finalized rules on Wednesday, rolling back the Obamacare contraceptive coverage mandate, reports Fox News. The department announced employers with religious and moral objections would not have to provide coverage of abortion-inducing drugs for employees. The Trump administration also proposed changes to Obamacare plans so that taxpayer-provided subsidies for health insurance do not support abortions. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was admitted to the hospital yesterday after falling and breaking 3 ribs on Wednesday. With multiple health concerns, political observers wonder if the 85-year-old judge may step down while Trump is in office, reports Life News. The iconic liberal judge has been a vocal supporter of abortion and faux homosexual marriage. Ginsburg told CNN this year that she hopes to stay on the Supreme Court until the age of 90. In these final years, however, Scripture would recommend humility and repentance. Isaiah 55:6-7 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him." Exit poll data from NBC News shows that evangelicals continued their support for Republicans this year, although at lower levels not seen since 2008. 75% of white, born-again, or evangelical Christians supported Republicans on Tuesday, compared with 80% support for Trump back in 2016, but slightly higher than the 74% support for Republican nominee John McCain in 2008. Meanwhile, 70% of those religiously unaffiliated supported Democrats this week. And finally, on Wednesday, 12 people were killed and over a dozen injured when a masked gunman opened fire inside a bar in Thousand Oaks, California, reports CNN. The gunman has been identified as a 28-year-old veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps and was thought to have killed himself after police found his body inside the bar. The first victim of the attack, Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas, has been hailed a hero after entering the scene as the first responder to save lives. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, November 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.